Joshua 15.
The lot for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their families, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farthest south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Dead Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, up to Adar, makes a turn to Karka, passes along to Asmon, goes out by the Wadi of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, and the boundary goes up to Beth Hogla, and passes along north of Beth Araba, and the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son. And the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adullam, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of Enshemesh and ends at Enrogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom at the southern slope of the Jebusites, that is Jerusalem. And the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom on the west at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephraim. Then the boundary bends around to Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary circles west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passes along to the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Kesalon, and goes down to Beth Shemesh, and passes along by Timnah. The boundary goes out to the slope of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikaron, and passes along to Mount Baalah, and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end of the sea. And the west boundary was the Mediterranean with its coast. This is the boundary surrounding the people of Judah, according to their families.
According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb son of Jephunneh a portion among the people of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. From there he went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said,
"Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksa as wife."
Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him his daughter Aksa as wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she dismounted from her donkey, Caleb said to her,
"What do you wish?"
She said to him,
"Give me a present. Since you have set me in the land of the Negev, give me springs of water as well."
So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their families.
The towns belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazer, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazer Hadada, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazer, Amon, Shema, Moloda, Hazer Gada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazer Shul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Baalah, Iam, Ezem, Eltolad, Kisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Labaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, in all 29 towns with their villages. And in the lowland, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoah, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shearim, Adathaim, Gadira, Gadirathaim, 14 towns with their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilan, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Cabin, Lamem, Kitlish, Gadirath, Beth-Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda, 16 towns with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Ifta, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Marisha, nine towns with their villages. Ekron with its dependencies and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages. Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the Wadi of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coast. And in the hill country, Shamer, Jatter, Soko, Dana, Kiriath-Sana, that is Deber, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth-Tapua, Afika, Hamta, Kiriath-Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jara, Jezreel, Joktium, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their villages. Halhol, Beth-Zur, Geder, Meareth, Beth-Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 towns with their villages. Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sekeka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their villages.
But the people of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this day.